Welcome to TSB Goes to the Movies. I'm Alex at TSB Pod. He's King at Jeromney. He's Ski at TSB Ski. Go ahead and tweet at one of those handles if you want us to watch your movie in a month, because this week's movie is one of your movies, and it's going to be a while. So do tweet at one of those handles, though, because we got a few on there, but we're needing more. Before we actually get into the program, which is this week's movie, we just want to mention, so the way, little insight into how we record things is we record both of the week's episodes on, usually it's Thursday. This week it was Wednesday, and Wednesday we recorded the normal one and fucked around and, you know, whatever, did our bullshit. And right after we got done recording, we learned about Spencer Webb dying. And so we didn't mention it on that. That is why. But we just figured, like, it's we got to say something. Like, it's really sad and it really sucks. And now we're going to, like everybody else, we're going to try and go on with our dumb bullshit. But we just wanted to at least acknowledge it, because it is fucking sad and something we see too much in this state, with, you know, people going to these places and, you know, maybe. So I don't want to say anything else. I'm just, other than it's really sad and we should acknowledge it. And now we move on with our bullshit, I guess, which is sort of poetic's not the right word, but we did watch the program this week, and the program is about college football players. And, you know, sort of the trials and tribulations of being a college football player. And so it is sort of, I don't know. It's I don't know what else to say without sounding insensitive and like an asshole. So I'm going to try to move forward with our podcast. Hopefully that's okay. Do you guys have anything else you want to add real quick?
Obviously
no is an acceptable answer.
Just terrible news. Never saw, you know, can't see that coming. His touchdown catch as a true freshman, I think against, in his first game.
Against Auburn, yeah.
Auburn, where he shoved the guy's head to the turf, forever iconic in Oregon football history.
Yep.
And just, you know, may he rest in peace and his family find some peace. And if you're listening to this and you're an outdoor person, or even if you're not, maybe more especially if you're not, respect water.
Yes.
I know that sounds crazy, whether it's a lake, a river, an ocean, a rock slide. Water is there to sustain us, and water is here to kill us. Respect water features. They're just tremendously dangerous. And I say that, like I told you guys before we started recording, yeah. I will walk into an ocean because I love the ocean. I am terrified of every other body of water. You'll never catch me in a river. I hate lakes. Even going to the ocean, terribly dumb on my part. I get it. Please respect bodies of water. We just, they're awful. They just are.
It's like the first thing they teach you when you go to the ocean is don't turn your back on the ocean. Respect it. Like, yeah. Respect it. Yeah. Just, and always be aware of the power of it. Yeah, man. It sucks.
Sucks.
All right. So we sort of transition into the program. Well, which is
we got to settle here first. Are we going to call it the program, or are we going to call it the program?
Fair enough. Nope. So this is our listener movie, and it comes from our boy Beaver Joe. Beaver Joe at Beaver J 2002. There's no reason to follow him. He hasn't tweeted since 2017, but that is his handle if you want to find him. Yeah. So he reminded us that we have been saying program incorrectly for the last month or so, at least, and I haven't even thought about it. So, you know, it's all of our faults. I feel absolutely right. It's the program, and that's the movie we watched this week. It is on Hulu. It is from 1993. It is a 43% on Rotten Tomatoes, 6.4 out of 10 on IMDb, 53% on Metacritic. Stars James Caan. Speaking of RIP, goodness gracious.
What a dark
what a fucking week, man.
Yeah.
Halle Berry's in it, very like young Halle Berry's in this. Everybody's young, obviously. Omar Epps, peak Omar Epps, Craig Sheffer, Christy Swanson,
there wasn't much of a peak for Omar Epps, but if there was, this was it.
It was that era. Is he in Love and Basketball and stuff in that same time? Yeah. Man, he was in a Juice, Tupac.
Juice. Major League Two.
Yes. Major League Two. Speaking of Major League Two, I'll get to that in a second. Dwayne Davis in this. So what's his name? Andrew Bryniarski. He's the dude who took the steroids in the movie.
Oh, Lattimore. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Joy Lauren Adams is in this. Abraham Ben Ruby's in this.
Ben Ruby.
That's right. Written and directed by David S. Ward. And that brings me back to Major League, because David S. Ward wrote and directed Major League, Major League 2, also King Ralph, Down Periscope.
Yeah.
My guy, this guy's pedigree is strong.
Did you drop in The Sting as well?
The Sting. Also wrote Sleepless in Seattle, by the way.
Yeah.
So this guy was a heavy hitter.
I was going to bring this up and say, does anyone touch David S. Ward in the sports world for movies?
No.
And then I
absolutely not.
Well, you tell me. Ron Shelton. He wrote Bull Durham, White Man Can't Jump, The Great White Hype, Tin Cup, Cobb, and The Best of Times.
Bull Durham and Tin Cup, really? He wrote both of them?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And White Man Can't Jump in there. And I was like, God.
Yeah, that's the program
and Major League together, that's a strong duo, because I think that's all Ward has for sports movies, really. But
White Men Can't Jump.
And I don't want to hear Tin Cup in here, though. Tin Cup, get out of here.
We're about to watch that shit in a couple of weeks, and you're going to talk about how great Cheech is.
Like Roy McAvoy.
We're going to spend like 20 minutes talking about how great Cheech is as a foil.
There was a Cheech and Chong guy in Tin Cup?
You know it.
I'm trying to remember if Tin Cup was before the TV show he did with Don Johnson. What was the show?
Talking about? Miami Vice?
Miami.
No, it was. No, it wasn't.
What are you talking about?
Cheech and Don Johnson were in some other show together. I'm trying to remember if it was before Tin Cup or not.
Yeah. I don't know. I got nothing. All I know about shows that Don Johnson was in was Miami Vice, and he was in Eastbound and Down. And that's like it. That's all I got for him. I didn't even finish Eastbound and Down. Did you guys?
Yes.
Yes, it's great.
Did it end well? Okay. I just sort of stopped watching it. Like I do with every HBO show.
Are you talking about Nash Bridges?
Nash Bridges.
1996. Nash Bridges.
Yeah, Tin Cup was right around there.
God, I totally forgot Nash Bridges. That's the thing.
I completely forgot that was a show as well.
Oh my
God. I just knew they were in some vehicle together.
I do not like Tin Cup.
I don't know.
It's crazy to me.
Is it?
All right.
Well, hey, I fully believe you either love Costner or you hate him.
I don't hate Costner. I just think Costner is way too Costner.
Well, see, that's the other thing is, Costner cannot act. Costner could just be Kevin Costner in a movie. That's it. Have you ever seen him try to act, like play a character?
No, but I don't. I'm not beholden to that because I find the 1990s sitcom Seinfeld funny, and the main character Jerry Seinfeld could not act to save his life.
No,
couldn't act. I can't act.
This is how I talk about every line I say. This movie had a budget of $15 to $20 million, it says. So they didn't lock down a budget, apparently.
Eh?
It made $23 million. So it made money, I guess. If you're talking about it in terms of those other movies that David S. Ward did, it was a pretty big failure. I think we can say that. But this movie, so I don't know if you guys like were the same, but like when we were in high school, this movie was like sort of put on a pedestal in terms of sports movies because, you know, played football. Oh. It's like you sort of like it was not a cheesy movie per se. It was more of like a.
I do love how you say that. Like we were in high school in 1993.
No. It had been out for a few years.
Yes. And so just
it was like this movie and then The Waterboy, were big sports movies at the time. So, that's how I remembered it.
Varsity Blues.
Movies. Varsity Blues, yep. Exactly.
So I think this movie, like Major League, is good because the actual football in it is good.
It's good.
I was going to bring that up too. That's the thing.
The everything kind of surrounding the movie, it's not a great movie, but the football in this movie compared to like Any Given Sunday, like I said, The Waterboy, this is the superior. I mean, these actors that they got were murdering each other for real in these hits.
Without question. Absolutely good. And the way they showed blocking, like, because yeah. Ben Ruby was a main character and he plays right tackle for some reason.
Yeah.
They show him blocking. They show him in the trenches. They show him doing footwork and shit.
In the trenches.
People.
His lines just fucking pissed me off. They were terrible.
So that's another thing I was going to bring up is the amount of talking in between plays, before plays, during plays is fucking ridiculous.
It's like, it's the Omar Epps voiceover.
The
voiceover is just... Ben Ruby is at least like...
Yeah, yeah. Y'all can't get me. Y'all can't get me. Oh, no, hey, not over here.
Number 23.
Okay, I'm going over
number
here 23. Now. Yeah.
Ben Ruby's at least like speaking. You know, they zoom in on him. He's talking to the other lineman on him.
Speaking.
The one where
in an accent, making jokes to the guy while he's blocking him. Stop it. And the amount of things that the linebacker would get flagged for, like unbelievable.
Alvin Mack. I think they must have taken that from. Was Taylor? Was he one of those guys? There's some guy
Lawrence
that
Taylor.
Yeah, I think they said they like created stories in their head about why he needs to kill this guy and did similar things like that, like make it like, oh, you're the one that snitched on my brother.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to kill you now kind of thing.
It's you went after my sister. I fucking remember you. You went after my sister. I'm going to kill you, motherfucker.
And then he's Iowa Hawkeye lineman, like cut blocked him and his career
was up. That's a real broken leg. Sideways leg. You hate to see it.
But before we jump into the movie more, you brought up, you know, the time of this. So this movie came out, what'd you say, 94, 93?
93. Yeah. Christy Swanson, baby.
Oh, yeah. Don't even get me started on Christy Swanson.
Hey, by the way,
but
is she problematic?
Yes.
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 So I looked through her IMDb real quick, and she was in a movie called The Obamagate Movie.
Dean
Cain. And I was
move along.
That raises an eyebrow.
Gonna say if Joey Lauren Adams is problematic too, I don't want to hear it because I already know the Christie is.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. She's enough.
We keep her in the 90s.
Yes,
we remember her in the 90s.
That's where she stays.
So this movie came out in 93. Blue Chips, a very similar plot, came out the next year, just dealing with basketball.
Oh wow.
And I hate to say it, but Nolte circles around James Caan.
Yes,
for being the coach was so much better. It, like I said, it's they're pretty much the same movies, just, you know, portraying the college life of these elite programs and what it takes to win.
Programs. And by the way, that movie, you literally had Shaq in it. So that helped.
And Penny.
Penny. That helped too.
And did it have was it Brighton Reeves, Big Country, or Eric Montross? There's a big white guy.
Big Country.
I think it was Big Country.
Man. I gotta watch Blue Chips now. All I want to do is watch Blue Chips because that's a superior movie.
I feel like Eastern State played a pretty brutal conference schedule.
What conference are they in?
I don't know. I think they were independent. I feel like every time I watch it, they were playing like
Mississippi State,
A&M, Mississippi State,
Big
Iowa.
Ten.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, what conference are you in? Is this the original Super League here?
So that's my best guess is they were Big Ten because they played Mississippi State early. That's their non-con. And then they get into the conference and they play Iowa and Michigan, right?
They ended the season with Georgia Tech, though.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they did.
And they played North Carolina in there, too.
Yeah. Good point. I love it. I love it. I love these movies in the 90s where the writers would just write shit and they're like, nobody's going to pay attention.
Hey, they got real schools in there. They could have pulled it Any Given Sunday and just had to make up another school.
That's the thing I couldn't believe is they actually got the licenses for those schools. Like, whatever.
Right. You're the kind of guy.
Yeah.
Finish up. You can finish up.
Well, I was going to bring up something different. So go ahead.
All right. King, you're the kind of guy that would recognize this. what stadium was ECU playing in? Ooh. Whose college stadium is that?
Like Williams that. Bryce Stadium.
University Bryce Stadium, of South Carolina.
Yep. I hate that I know that. I knew it before we even did this. I knew it.
How did you know it?
Because I noticed it, man.
Like what gave it away? Just the look of the stadium, you just know it?
Yeah. I mean, are you not watching Gamecocks games that closely?
I mean, my cocks. I guess I'm just not as into them as I should be. but again, like this, again, this movie, like, so here's another thing too. The reason, I think one of the big reasons this movie was popular at the time is because of the controversy around it. Cause remember there was that scene there was a scene in this movie where they're all drunk. They stumble out of a bar and they lay in the middle of the street. So they lay down on the line in between the lanes, and they lay there because they're drunk and they don't care. They're like, Joe Kane is horribly depressed, by the way.
But, Joe Kane is an extreme alcoholic as well.
Jesus Christ, he is in a bad way. The rehab was the best thing that ever could have happened to that guy. But they lay in the street, and then apparently, like after the movie came out, two 17-year-olds in Pennsylvania did that and died, and so they took it out of the movie. They took it out of every version of the movie you can watch now. There's like a rumor that they burned the negatives or something for it, so nobody can ever watch it again, even though it's, you know, there's, you can watch it on YouTube if you really want to. But that's one of the reasons we remember this movie is because of that scene. And that scene's not in it. Yeah,
I don't.
But the controversy around it was a big story at the time.
Can I make a quick comment about that scene?
Yeah.
So other than YouTube, because anything can be sent on to YouTube.
Yeah.
The only home video release with that scene intact was on a laser disc in Hong Kong.
Wow.
Yeah.
So is it dubbed?
In Hong Kong. That scene is still in there.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So anyway, it was the weirdest thing because I finished watching the movie yesterday and I was like, where was that scene? Like, that's the one scene I think of when I think of the program.
So did you watch this movie in the 90s when it came out?
Yeah. Like once. And that was it. But I feel like I remembered that.
I don't remember that. I've seen this movie, I don't know, 5+ times.
Every time I think of this movie, I think of that scene.
Well,
I was like, where was it?
They cut it so quick. Yeah. I saw it in the theaters when I was third grade. You know, I don't know, super young. So I remember I do remember the scene, and I remember that they cut it real quick. But I feel like we needed that scene. The scene made that movie a little bit better. Fuck those kids.
Fuck them kids.
Fuck them kids. Like Michael Jordan says.
Michael Jordan quote. Yep.
You saw this movie as a third grader?
I mean, I don't know, but I did.
In theaters, yeah. That's
a double feature.
I saw it in theaters with the mother of one of my friends who was a super hippie. Like, had no idea what the hell we were getting into.
It's a football movie, right? So it's like,
but kids, they're just gonna do it.
Probably didn't
do.
Even really know what like the rating scale meant. Like, just very pure, very hippie.
Time, a lot of N-bombs dropped. Rape, almost rape scene, and it's beating up a girl, and
I mean, not much has changed on the college football scene.
No, I
now they just get paid for it.
They nailed it pretty. They nailed it pretty good, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
Everything that goes around.
Yeah, I mean, most of it. Honestly, this movie sort of. So I don't know how accurate it was at the time. Obviously, it must have been if they're going to write a movie about it.
Very accurate.
But yeah, man, was this sort of feels like 93? Like, doesn't this feel like one of the first times we were sort of exposed to the idea of all of the things in these movies of like players getting backhand payments from boosters at parties? And
see,
like students taking tests for other athletes or for athletes and stuff like that. And
I think Blue Chips did the money way more justice than it
they
deserved.
Sure did.
This had,
sure did.
You know, the guy at the booster like slipped the little thing in Omar Epps's pocket with $50 in it. The
envelope, yeah.
It's like Blue Chips had guys buying farms and trucks.
Bottom
and
a tractor.
Paper bags full of money. You know, that's probably more how it went. But I'm sure this happened at every college also.
But they
slipped
flat,
with $50.
He flat out says, you think the NCAA's going to give you any money? Like, you can't live on this, like, it was like $500 a month stipend or whatever. Like, you got to get money when you can. I was like,
Max spit it real. He's like, the school makes $3 million if we make a bowl.
Yeah.
Just $3
million,
too.
I know.
Goddamn. Only $3 million.
$3 million?
But again, this was 93.
I think they did miss out a little bit on when they were recruiting Omar Epps. You might have thrown, what was the movie where they, you know, he got a game with Ray Allen. He walks in and there's two naked chicks on the bed waiting for him.
The actual porn stars.
Instead, theirs was, you know, here's
Halle Berry.
Yeah, but she's like a nerdy chick just to show him around. It wasn't to sleep with him or anything. It was like, oh, see, we got pretty ladies here. Hang out. Come to this school.
That's true. The recruiting aspect was weird because he, like, when he went into the stadium for his first game was the first time he had seen the stadium. Like, well, welcome. You don't get your blah, 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 blah. Like, he's never been on a recruiting trip to an actual game before. Like,
I don't know if did.
Maybe if that was a, went, maybe that really, was not a thing went, back then.
They came,
but I think
they
it was.
Came to him. They came to him to talk
they,
to him.
They
see,
did.
That's the thing.
But you still take recruiting trips. Like, that was still a thing in the 90s, I'm pretty sure. I don't know.
I guess. See, that was missing that the reverend with them. You know, here's something for your parish kind of thing, reverend.
Yeah, yeah.
And you slip them a bit, you know, here's 10 G's for.
That's
you know,
where they
parish.
Missed it. That's where Blue Chips took the step. Blue Chips took the step that the program wouldn't by not paying for the roof on the church. That's the perfect. That would have been a quick. That would have been like a quick like two sentences, and it would have changed the movie.
But they nailed the like student athlete better in this with, you know, going out and drinking and people taking tests. And Max like, man, you don't got to study. They'll get, you know, they'll pass you enough to be eligible.
But also some of them in real life realize that you do have to study. And it's like, oh yeah, maybe I actually do want to not be an idiot. Like Omar Epps' character, he sort of figures it out. I mean, it's to impress a girl, but you know, whatever. Whatever gets you there. That's what college students do. Like if you're trying to impress a girl and show her you're not an idiot. That's real.
I'm just realizing now that Alvin Mack might be the best character in a sports movie ever.
Everything
he says is perfect to a T on everything. Yep. He's like, you don't need to learn, man. You're gonna be out of here in 2 years. All you need to know how is to sign your check.
Sign your check.
That's what he says.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Except for and then you know they show it the hard way where he probably never got drafted now and got no education out of it. But yeah.
Yeah. What would happen? Yeah. Go ahead.
Because we're talking about Omar. Did you guys ever live in a world in high school where you saw someone who had to carry a ball around campus? Even for a day.
I feel like we're gonna throw up. I'm gonna throw up a name that nobody who's listening is gonna know. But I feel like Coach Bless might have done that with somebody. Like I feel like that's the thing he would have done.
I feel like I've seen someone do it. You know, they weren't told to. They just did it themselves.
Yeah.
Like I'm gonna carry around this ball all day.
Was that a Tiki Barber thing that he made famous too?
I think Tiki Barber, made it famous from that movie.
From that movie, yeah. Because he had that one year where he fumbled a shit ton, and then the next, he like never fumbled again after that. And I think he did something similar where he'd like carry around the football with him all the time.
The best part is Khan's like trying to teach him ball security. And then anytime you ever see Omar Epps running with the ball, he's like barely holding on to it out
he's
here.
Walter,
like,
he's Walter Paytoning it.
Pretty much. Yeah.
By the way,
is this movie the first time you've ever heard, and I'm sure you've used it, are you hurt or are you injured?
Are you injured?
Yeah,
if you're hurt,
absolutely.
You can't play. If you're injured, or if you're yeah,
no, if you're you know injured, I mean? You can't play. If you're,
yeah, if you're injured, you can't play. If you're hurt,
get off,
you can't.
Get off the fucking turf and get in the yeah. huddle. Yeah,
it's interesting because I always equated that to hockey. I thought that was like more of a hockey thing. Are you?
But apparently, it's from the program.
Yeah, program.
Go T-Wolves.
Would T-Wolves. Would Joe Kane get drafted nowadays?
No, no, he's Baker Mayfield. Yeah, no, he's Baker Mayfield with a slightly smaller arm and more problems on camera.
Is he Johnny Manziel?
No, he's not. No, he's in between Baker Mayfield and Johnny Manziel.
Hey, Kane's got some nice legs out there.
Oh, he does, but he's in the middle. But he's got definitive character flaws that are, you know, some. He did a Kiko Alonso on someone's, you know, front porch, and there's a ring camera, and it was a whole thing. Yeah.
First of all,
I would take a flyer on it.
Yes. Yeah.
As undrafted free agent, I would take a flyer.
Mahomes back.
Is he replacing Elvis Gurr back there in 93, 94?
Oh my god.
Is that who he's replacing?
I actually think back then that was Joe Montana.
Is that Montana? Montana. All right.
Or Steve Bono, one of the old 49ers.
I think it was Montana, Bono, Gerback.
He can replace that aging ass fucking Montana. I don't know if he's replacing Gerback.
Get to an AFC championship and then pop off.
Then pop off, son.
With Marcus Allen.
He might have been able to replace Alex Smith right after he got his leg destroyed. That's about it.
We got 2-1 Joe Montana here, Ski. You're going to want to sit this one out.
Yeah. I know, I'm losing battle that one.
Kane's problem is that he's a 35-year-old haggard alcoholic.
Whatever. Scott Bakula played for Texas State. That did not matter.
Yeah,
He was supposed to be older, though. Joe Kane was supposed to be a college student.
I think everyone else was casted well. Because Ben Ruby was probably older, but he's massive. Yeah. Everyone else looked like, all right, you could be in college. Yeah. Joe Kane, you're...
No.
You have a 12-year-old kid.
Yeah.
I kept waiting for that like ball to drop. Is that like he has a kid with somebody in like the city next to the city he grew up in or whatever. Dad worked at the other factory and that's how they met.
Did you guys
good like Hoosiers thing by the way with the dad?
A little bit, yeah.
Like is it Hopper and Hoosiers? Pretty similar.
Yeah, at least they, you know, full circled it, you know, at the very end where he looks back at the seat for the last time and he's like, you know, it's like,
whatever, I don't want your life. That was pretty much it, right?
Playing for West Canaan may have been the opportunity of your life, but I don't want your life.
Ooh, where does Friday Night Lights, where's that link in, you think, to these football movies?
I haven't seen Friday Night Lights the movie. I haven't seen Friday Night Lights the show.
It's a good book.
I've heard every iteration of that is great.
I've watched three episodes of the TV series. It's good. Then I stop.
Yep. Hey, that touchdown pass at the end, was that legal? Where he fumbled it forward, picked it up, and then threw it?
Of course not.
You can't do that.
You can't do that.
That's against the rules. Like that's you can't.
If he fumbled it backwards, he could do it. Correct,
but he didn't.
Just be no.
He fumbled it forward and then picked it up and then threw it. Like it's against the rules, isn't it?
I don't know. Maybe because it's behind the line of scrimmage. I don't know. Yeah,
I think it's against the rules. I don't think you can do that. I think the rule is if somebody forces you to fumble it, then you can pick it up and throw it
instead of just.
He just dropped it, right?
He just straight dropped it, yeah.
Yeah. Can't do that.
Here's a question. In 93, is Joe Moorhead ESU's offensive coordinator? Because most of the passes are going to running backs there, not hitting too many receivers.
Hang on. Let's move our starting running back to fullback. And then we'll figure it out.
Get him going in the passing game.
Yeah.
They opened the season. First play of the game was like a nice corner route to the wide receiver for a touchdown. He didn't throw a single ball to a wide receiver. The rest of the season.
Like five of the plays they showed the rest of the movie out of maybe the 9 or 10 they showed were all plays where the running back ran straight and then turned around. Like running backs on 10-yard hook patterns. And those are the only passes they threw.
Do you guys miss the I formation where the running back fakes like a little head fake left and then they're going right? Because Epps had that down. That was his move. Little bob weave left. I'm taking the ball right.
He nailed it. He nailed it. Nice little Ahmad Rashad and Chris Berman cameos in this.
Berman.
Like they wrote the character so Berman could say the nicknames, I'm pretty sure. But, you know, whatever. Ahmad Rashad, second appearance in this podcast. It was nice to see.
What do you guys think of the his Heisman tagline? Kane is able.
Kane is so good.
So good.
So good. It's when they still had to do that stuff.
I know. The marketing. Again, like another thing they nailed. Like the marketing was on point.
I was purely thinking this definitely happened with Joey Harrington. He was in a room and they were talking about all the same stuff with Joey during his Heisman run.
Why? Well, I had a placard that I stole from the Casanova Center that was Mr. Smith, you know, Achilles goes to New York, which is a spinoff of Mr. Smith goes, Mr. Smith to, Washington. Goes to Washington.
Yeah. See? I don't remember. Achilles got some Heisman.
Well, no, it ended in like by Halloween, but yes, yeah, right. They printed that shit out.
All right. Now, Joey, every interview you do, we really want you to push the piano thing. So just push the piano thing. That's all we want you to talk about.
Oh, we're sticking to duck quarterbacks. When Joe Kane comes back from rehab, who did he remind you of throwing a football? Because he is straight beating balls into the turf.
Chris Harper. Remember that? Remember Chris Harper played quarterback against Boise City?
Did he ever actually throw a football against
Boise? Oh, my God. He tried.
I don't remember him actually. I think he threw one, and they're like, well, you're done.
It was so bad, man. All right. So anything else you got before we grade this thing?
I mean, I could go on a tangent.
We didn't touch on Latimer at all. Like the putting someone else's piss into his bladder so he could then piss it out for the steroid test is unbelievable to see.
He had one problematic face paint going there. I think that was week one with the Native American look to it.
Was that problematic in 93 though?
It was not, but now it is. I do love the skull face paint. That's
pretty good.
When I think of Latimer, that's what I picture him. I'll roid it up.
Okay, real quick. Christy Swanson, Goski.
Oh, God. This in the chase. Oh, man. That's all you need to know. Watch this movie. Watch the chase. Christy Swanson.
Got it. All right. This is a listener movie. Thank you, at BeaverJ2002. Thanks, Joe. What do you guys got for it?
Out of 4 out of 5.
See, now you're messing me up. It's out of 5.
Oh, that was out of 4.
It's still out of 5.
I'm giving it a 3.9 out of 5. 3.9 Tordals out of 5.
I'm giving this a 3.5 piss vials that he pulls out of the toilet paper roll. Out of 5.
All right. I am giving this a 4 with blue. I would give blue chips a 4.5, so I couldn't go higher than that. So I'm going to give this a 4.
Love it.
I love your bravery.
Yeah. 4 Joe Kane liver transplants.
Oh, the courage.
He's going to need every one of those livers. Yeah. That's why, by the way, that's why he's getting close to Christy Swanson, is because he's going to need a liver someday. Yeah. He's like, look, baby, let's go drink some Sprite, but not too much Sprite. I'm taking care of your liver.
Yeah, your liver.
Your liver.
Keep running. Keep playing a tennis. Keep staying in shape. I'll need that liver. Yes.
Okay. Seeing as this is the week, James Caan passed away, we figured James Caan movie. We figured we'd add a top 3 to this episode. So we're going to do real quick before we finish up our top 3 James Caan movies. Thought about doing it last week, but we figured since we were doing the program this week that we would do it for this podcast. So,
and before we get to the top 3, real quick, James Caan was twice voted New York City Italian of the Year.
Is he even Italian?
And like he said, I'm not even Jewish, or I'm not even Italian. I'm Jewish. I was denied in a country club once. Oh, yeah. The guy sent him board and said, nope, he's not a wise guy. He's just cheap.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I know we always typecast movies, but wow.
That is amazing. Yes. That's gonna look really good for all of our number one movies, I'm pretty sure, by the way.
See, mine's number three.
Wow. All right, go ahead.
Since he's extremely Italian, number three, The Godfather.
Wow, number three is The Godfather.
My number three, also The Godfather.
Wow, look at you guys. So my problem with James Caan is that I haven't seen a lot of James Caan movies. So like I looked up some research and it's like
Tracer.
Well, no, I haven't watched Tracer. I haven't watched Rollerball. I haven't watched Thief. I haven't watched The Gambler, which I hear he's amazing in, and they're all classic movies. I just haven't seen them. And so it's like, so my list is going to be the movies I've seen. And I think there might be four of them, including two of the Godfather movies.
He's not actually in. Well, it's not in Godfather 2.
Well, he's like
flashback.
Exactly. Yeah. But technically he was in it anyway. So my number three is The Program. This is good in it.
If you have
not as good as Nolte, as we said, but he's good in it.
If you have the elf in this, that's a very suspect list.
My number two, James Caan movie of all time. Elf.
My number two, James Caan movie of all time. Elf. Right there, motherfucker.
Do you guys actually like Elf?
Yes. Yes. Yes, I do.
Do you watch it on any day of the year other than Christmas?
No.
Do you watch it on Christmas, though? Is it?
Not every Christmas, but yes. I that's the only time you watch it. And yeah, I watch it. Sure.
What about you, King? Because I'd be surprised because you...
Just around Christmas time.
But yeah. you're a more often than not kind of anti-feral, though. You have said many very negative things about Will Ferrell movies.
James Caan make me like them.
All right, fair enough.
He's a big Zooey Deschanel guy.
That must be it.
Everybody knows that.
Zooey Hipsternel. Yep.
That's right.
Yep.
All right, my number two is Bulletproof.
So Bulletproof, was that the one with Wayans?
And Sandler.
Sandra Bullock. Yeah, yeah.
That's right. Man, what a combination that was.
And Sandler, a fucking fantastic combo. And Sandler, totally. I think it's my favorite Sandler movie because he's not, you know, dumb over the top Sandler in it. He has his, you know, he says his funny lines and things like that, but he's not Sandler at all in it.
Yeah. Like, he's actually acting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. His best effort at acting in that is that movie.
All right.
Try and act a serious role of Sandler going,
Ski. You gotta drop it down. You gotta.
All right, I don't know what order we're in, by the way.
I think we all did twos.
Elf fucked up the order. We just did our twos. Our twos were Elf. Yeah. So yep. So we're doing ones now, right?
Number one.
Yeah. All right, number one. Who's first? I forget. Ski, you go.
I'll go. My number one James Caan movie is Eraser.
The Arnold Internet movie? Or am I Internet thinking of something movie. Else? What am I thinking
Arnold's,
of?
Arnold's in it for sure, yes.
Am I thinking of the net? I might be thinking the net, of the net.
That's pretty sure that's Keanu Reeves and Sandra Bullock.
Yeah, okay. I'm mixing those two up. But they both had like people looking like they're moving quickly on a cover with green letters.
This is Schwarzenegger and Vanessa Williams in it.
Right. That's right.
They had the
I don't like, remember it being very good to be a number one.
Number one. I mean, I didn't want to do any of the old ones that I like. Rollerball's really is best movie, but that's not okay. Fun.
All right.
Eraser is fun. They have a laser gun in that movie.
I would hope so. All right, my number one is The Godfather. There you go.
Oh, that was your number three.
No, that was my number. That's my number one. Number three, I said The Program.
Oh, that's right. Program.
King had Godfather history.
He was Godfather with me. Yeah.
Yeah, I copped out. Totally. Movie sucks. It's boring. But let's just give my respect.
You have to.
My number one, James Caan movie. Paul Sheldon himself. Misery.
I got nothing. I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen Misery?
No.
You know the scene. Yeah, the scene's been portrayed.
You watch 19 hours of a super dark Marty Scorsese movie where it's just like,
are you giving me shit for watching The Godfather?
Yeah, it's got to be a terrible movie.
The Godfather?
It's dark. Yeah, it's boring.
Yeah, no, it's long. It's really slow, long.
But it.
Yeah. I mean, it's good. It's a good movie. What's Misery about?
Misery, he's a writer. James Caan's a writer. And his car breaks down in front of Kathy Bates' house.
Ooh, and okay, I know about this.
Yeah. And she ties him to, she forces him to stay in his house. Yeah. And that's the scene where it's been, like I said, it's been in a bunch of other movies where she hobbles him. She takes a big sledgehammer and like dislocates his ankles so he can't walk.
Eesh. Reminds me of a Mieke movie. Or she's like elite in terms of that crazy woman character. It was cool they brought her back for American Horror Story. I think it was like season 4 or something like that. Because she had not acted in anything in like a really long time. But they went right back to that well of her playing like the psychopath crazy character. And she's so good at it.
We'll stay on. While we're mourning fellow Italian brethren going down, R.I.P. to Tony Sirico as well from Sopranos.
Yeah, totally. What was his character's name?
Tony Siragusa.
Polly Walnuts. And yeah, R.I.P.
And Siragusa actually died. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, Polly Walnuts. Makes me want to skip my hair slick back and get some like white stripes in the sides.
Totally.
And I really want a pinky ring.
No.
So you just start pointing people with your index and your pinky together when you're threatening them.
Like you can't help but hold your pinky finger out because the ring's on there.
You got a ring on it. You can't close it just has to stay there.
It's just an open finger all the time.
Motherfucker. Yeah.
You fucking
the gabagool?
You muppet.
You fucking muppet. forget Mario, forget pizza, the O's like that. That's the greatest thing the Italians have ever contributed to society.
I don't think that's an Italian thing, by the way. I don't think Italians say that.
Italian Americans do.
Yes, they do. People in a really specific part of New York and New Jersey say that. That's about it.
And they wear tracksuits, so
God. And hey, the Sopranos were the first ones to tell us, hey, getting help mentally, it's okay. Yes.
Yeah. It is okay.
Therapy's good. Oh! This is a poorly drawn stereotype!
Here's the gabagool!
Do either of you know what gabagool is?
You motherfucker!
Gabagool is not a thing.
I think gabagool is just it's some sort of dried meat of some.
Have you guys seen that?
That is gibberish.
Have you guys seen that TikTok?
No, what TikTok of gabagool?
Yeah, I'll send it to you guys. I'll send it to you guys.
That and the one they always use, the Italian parade, where it's got him sitting in, like he says the little questions like. The Italians are like the most persecuted people in America because they're like fucking with your Italian Day parade. Fantastic.
The gabagool is a t- type of cold cut you buy at a deli.
Some sort of cured meat.
Popular on sandwiches. It is an Italian and Sardinian ham is what it is. Touche.
Gabagool.
Touche.
You love. I gotta find this video. It's very
Gabagool.
Good. Oh. I think it was someone making fun of Rutgers, and they're just like, "You motherfucker, where's the gabagool?"
Oh, you're gonna not be in the Big Ten much longer. Oh,
oh, oh!
You're gonna find yourself in the ACC. Oh,
I might have to pick a Scorsese movie for next week just so I can be in this character the whole time. Oh!
Can Ski maintain that character for 35 minutes? Tune in next week.
That character's easy. Trying to do like a Pesci the whole time, that would be hard.
Easy. Listen to him.
The visual is great. Hang on, yeah, I just sent it.
All right, kids, get on your TikTok machines.
All right.
Yeah. You're not topping this TikTok, I don't think. So
No.
Good luck, kids.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for listening. At TSB Pod, at TSB Ski, at Jeromney. See y'all next week.